The Kidnapping of Idun. So far in this series, we've discussed a number of Norse gods and realms, but not many of the actual tales that appear in Norse mythology. From Odin's continual quest to obtain more wisdom, and Loki's mischievous pranks and betrayals, these stories flesh out and expand the mythology and beliefs that the Norse people held. The tale we'll be discussing in this video, even though the title features the goddess Idun, is mainly focused on Loki, his failure, and his rectification. At some point, three of the gods, Odin, Loki, and Hœnir, were out wandering the lands away from Asgard. While in a valley near the realm of Jotunheim, they grew hungry and came across a herd of oxen. They decided to slaughter one of them and set the carcass into a hot cooking pit. After some time, they opened the pit up to examine their meal and found the meat bloody and uncooked. Leaving it to cook for some more time, they once again found that their food was not cooking as it should. While they stood perplexed by this strange situation, a voice from the trees above them called down, claiming responsibility for the problem. Looking up, they saw a large eagle resting on a tree branch. The eagle stated that it was using its magic to prevent the meat from being cooked, but if the gods were to give him his fill of the meal, he would allow it to be cooked. Though the gods were irritated, they agreed to the deal. Once the ox was cooked, the eagle flew down and ate so much that it angered Loki, who grabbed a large stick, swinging it at the eagle as hard as he could. Though the bird recoiled from the blow and began to fly away, it had seemingly used its magic to cause the stick to stay attached to its body, and Loki's hands to the stick. The eagle took flight, and Loki had no choice but to go along with him, hand stuck to the piece of wood, as the eagle dragged him along the ground. Loki begged for mercy, to which the eagle responded by revealing that he was actually Thiazi, a powerful Jotun in disguise, and he would let Loki go on one condition. He told Loki to swear an oath that he would return to Asgard and find a way to lure the goddess Idun, along with her apples of youth, outside of the realm. Loki, seeing no other option, agreed and returned to Asgard. Idun, whose name means the rejuvenating one, is a goddess that is most known for her fruit of eternal youth. These fruit, which were not necessarily apples, but are generally referred to as, were capable of providing immortality to the consumer, and were indispensable to the gods in Asgard. Loki and the others returned to Asgard, and Loki soon went to speak to Idun. He told her that he had found some apples of great worth in a forest outside of Asgard, and that she should take her own apples to go and compare them. When Idun and Loki arrived in the forest, Thiazi appeared in his eagle form, grabbed the goddess, and flew off to his mountaintop home. The disappearance of Idun and her fruit soon began to affect the gods, as age started to creep upon them. They grew wrinkled and gray, and their godly vigor started to leave them, so they gathered to discuss Idun's absence. They soon realized that the last person to be seen with Idun was Loki, as they departed Asgard. Loki was seized and brought before them, threatened with torture and death to reveal what he knew. Frightened, Loki told his story, and said that he would go to Jotunheim and bring back Idun. He asked the goddess Freya if he could borrow her falcon cloak that allowed its wearer to change into the form of a swift falcon. With the borrowed form, Loki quickly flew into Jotunheim and up towards the highest mountain peaks. When he arrived, he quickly realized that Thiazi had gone out to the sea to fish, and Idun was there alone. He changed the goddess into the form of a small nut, and took her in his talons before flying back to Asgard. Unfortunately, Thiazi soon returned home, and realized what had occurred. Despite Loki's lead, Thiazi's large eagle form was faster, and quickly caught up to Loki. As the racing figures neared the walls of Asgard, the other gods perceived the situation and set up a pile of wood shavings along the wall. As Loki passed over the wall, Thiazi attempted to snatch Loki, but missed, leaving him right above the wood shavings. The gods lit the shavings on fire, scorching the Jotun and causing him to crash into the ground. The nearby gods slew Thiazi, and Asgard was grateful for Idun's safe return. Although the kidnapping of Idun was over, Thiazi's daughter, Skadi, learned of her father's death at the hands of the gods, and so put on her armor and weapons of war and headed to Asgard for revenge. Upon her arrival, the gods decided not to kill her, but instead offered reconciliation and compensation. They told her that she may take the hand of any Aesir god in marriage, but must make her decision based solely on the god's feet. She saw that one of the god's feet were especially beautiful, and so picked him, assuming it was Baldur, known to be among the most handsome of the gods. Instead, it was Njord, one of the Vanir gods that lived in Asgard. The other condition of the reconciliation was that the Aesir gods must do something to make her laugh, a task that Skadi thought impossible. Loki tied one end of a rope around the beard of a goat, and the other end around his own testicles. The goat and Loki proceeded to tug back and forth, each squealing loudly, until Loki fell into Skadi's lap, and she laughed. Finally, Odin took Thiazi's eyes and cast them into the heavens, where they formed two stars, as a final compensation for Skadi. While the lesson one might learn, if any, from this story, is a subject for continued discussion, the kidnapping of Idun is another interesting look at the morality of the gods in Norse mythology. Unlike some pantheons of deities that are meant to be righteous and consistently good, the Norse pantheon is an example of gods that are flawed in human-like ways. Although the story possesses strange elements of magical powers and fanciful situations, the core concepts of the tale could easily be transferred into a more grounded, human story. Although much of Norse mythology is peculiar and unique compared to our modern culture, the relatable nature of its characters and events is an important factor to our understanding of it.